came here recognizing the potential of this university and what it means to be a part of this great place. I think I was really amazed at, again, as we all are, with the distinctiveness of our three campuses. But the whole university family is fantastic, and certainly the success of the Brilliant Futures campaign and also the maturity of our fundraising programs, I think, has really stepped up to be some of our major successes over the last 13 years. And I worked with a lot of terrific people, but I especially just want to recognize and thank you, Bob, for one, being a great friend, but most importantly, the service that you've provided to this university, and both as a faculty member, as a dean, as a provost, and now as the president of our university. And leadership does make a difference, and Bob is making a difference, as is Phyllis and Paula and Susan. We have, and I'm not just saying this, we have three outstanding chancellors right now, and I think we're really positioned and to go forward. All three of them, as well as Bob, really understand why the private revenue stream is becoming more and more important. All of them know what it means to get out and be a road warrior, and what's exciting is to have the chancellors pushing the fundraising staff to get out and do it, versus the other way around. But and I think because of that, I think the vision that Bob and Phyllis and Susan and Paula are developing for the university and the campuses is really critical. I think we've got outstanding people, not only our faculty and staff. I think we've got an outstanding development group, people who work in advancement, and I think they've got great passion. I think my biggest concern is that we deploy them correctly, and secondly, my other concern is we don't have enough of them. And let me give you a little story about what ways I think we need to think. 3 weeks ago, I accompanied Mike Thomas, the new athletic director, to the University of Michigan, not to see a football game, but and I'm sorry to say we did see that football game. But it was really to go and take a look at Chrysler Arena, which is their basketball facility, which they've renovated. And Mike wanted me to take a look at it with him and some other people to see, you know, how they went about doing it, what they did, because we're going to be doing on the Urbana campus something very similar for our assembly hall. But in the process, I also had a chance, because I was able to talk with Jerry May, who's their vice president for development there, who Michigan doesn't have a foundation. It's a constitutionally chartered campus. So. Their foundation is actually within their university. But Jerry May is basically my counterpart. And they've done some great things there. Clearly, they're one of the peers that we compare ourselves with. We're doing about $327 a year. They're doing about 500 and some million a year. One of our goals is we would like to, in the next decade, not only double what we're doing, but we want to catch Michigan, not only on the gridiron, but also in the fundraising. And so Jerry and I talked about that. They're about ready to announce a major campaign of about $4 billion. And I know they've already got some good gifts lined up, which is great for them. But then I had a chance to go and go into the athletic director's box. And the new athletic director there is a guy by the name of Dave Brandon. And Dave has never been actually an athletic director, but he has been a businessman because he's been the CEO of Domino's for some time. But a loyal guy and knows something about athletics, interested, but he also really understands business. And a lady who now is the head of development for their athletic department is a woman by the name of Chrissy Raywalk. And Chrissy actually worked for Penny Hunt, you know, who's our vice chancellor for development up at Chicago. And works with Paula and me, and she and Chrissy was with work for Penny when Penny was at Northwestern, but Chrissy is a U of M grad, was a swimmer there, also was a swim coach there, and so when Jerry asked her to come back, she did so, and initially was helping him develop their talent management program, but then